Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we will be exploring the life and music of multi-instrumentalist Yusef Lateef. He was born William Emanuel Huddleston in Chattanooga, Tennessee in 1920, but he grew up in Detroit, Michigan. When a teenager, he became acquainted with some prominent Detroit jazz musicians, Kenny Burrell, Milt Jackson, Paul Chambers, and Elvin Jones, and decided to become one himself, so he took up the tenor sax. He played in several big bands, studied music at Wayne State University, and converted to Islam, changing his name. Lateef launched his solo career in 1957. He worked in many musical genres, but is most noted for fusing jazz with Eastern music. Lateef recorded on flute, tenor sax, oboe, bassoon, and piano, as well as a cornucopia of traditional Eastern instruments. After a long career, Lateef passed away in 2013 at age 93. Trombonist Curtis Fuller included Lateef in a sextet in 1960. You'll hear Lateef on flute on Be Back to Rekla, with McCoy Tyner on piano, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Milt Hinton bass, and Bobby Donaldson on drums. Lateef joined Cannonball Adderley on his 1962 live version of Jessica's Birthday. Cannonball on alto, Brother Nat on cornet, Lateef on tenor, Joe Zawinul on piano, Sam Jones bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We are enjoying the jazz playing of Yusef Lateef on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Lateef joined an all-star large combo on Ernestine Anderson's My Kind of Swing album of 1960. You'll hear Lateef on oboe on Lazy Afternoon and on flute on Trouble is a Man. Then Lateef will play tenor with guitarist Grant Green in 1961 on Grandstand, with brother Jack McDuff on organ and Al Harewood on drums.
Still I understand.
Let's begin this set with Latif playing the Chinese zun, an ancient ceramic globular flute-like instrument, with the player blowing into the top while playing holes on the sides with his fingers. Here's the Plum Blossom from the 1961 album Eastern Sounds. Latif played tenor on bassist Paul Chambers' Mop Shoe Blues of 1960, Wynton Kelly on piano, Curtis Fuller trombone, Tommy Turrentine trumpet, and Lex Humphreys on drums. After that, Youssef will do his oboe thing on Sea Breeze in 1959 from his Cry Tender release.
Thank you.
Multi-instrumentalist Yusef Lateef is the focus on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Bassist Doug Watkins recorded Solnick in 1960 with a quintet, including Lateef on oboe. And from Lateef's The Centaur and the Phoenix album of 1961, you'll hear Revelation with a large combo, Yusef on tenor sax. Thank you. Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.